Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's turn to Galway as part of our new series on hellish commuting, which is going on all around the country in all our major cities. We'll get to Dublin tomorrow. We'll do Cork, Limerick and Waterford next week. Ray Silk is a regular contributor to The Last Word on our Gaelic football, former All-Ireland winning captain with Galway. And you texted in, Ray, in frustration of what you were hearing yesterday. Tell us about your own personal experiences now of what's happening in Galway.
Well, firstly, Matt, just to give a quick bit of context, that Galway is basically a medieval town that has two bridges, the Salmon Weir and O'Brien's Bridge. And then in the 80s or early 90s, we got a new bridge called the Quincentennial Bridge, which was at capacity by the time it was even built. So Galway is going to be a problem no matter what, unless we get a light rail or a better infrastructure going. But my own situation, Matt, is I have two 16-year-old boys, Oisin agus Fiach, and they don't care what time we go at. They don't care about the traffic. But the other a few weeks ago, an hour and 10 minutes was commute time, which should take 20, 25 minutes. So since then, over the last few weeks, I've remodeled my situation, and I'm sure there's commuters who say, well, we've been doing this for years. So now I get up at 6:30, I call the lads at 6:30, and we try our best to be gone by 7:10 or 7:15 to avoid the backlog of the traffic. But everywhere, we don't even talk about it in Galway now, because it's de rigueur that everyone is. I was up in McCain, which is there, a lovely place today. I got talking to a chap there, Nicky Daly, and I said, how far, what's your commute? And he said 90 minutes every morning from Abbey-Knockmoy, which is 20 miles out the road. Barron-Espiddle is gridlocked in the morning, and getting across the city, like, it's a regular thing I would have heard from people say, you can go from Dublin to Galway, the outskirts of Galway, faster than on a Friday, or depending on the traffic, than it is to get from Briarhill Roundabout or the Black Rock Clinic across town. Now just think about that. You can drive 120 km, 110 km faster than to do the last 10 or 15 km. So it's very, very frustrating.
You're out to the west of Galway, are you?
I'm 10 miles from school. I'm in a place called Moycullen on the way to Uachtarard, and then further on back to Clifton. So that's one direct. It's called the N59. That's a major problem in the mornings between 7:30 and 8:30. It loosens up then. The people coming in from Barron and Spittle then, that'll be back towards Carrow. That's the R336. I know people, it's taking them 90 minutes, 70 minutes, 60 minutes. And Matt, it's like the mouse and the turn, you know, the running around. Everybody's trying to go earlier now to avoid the traffic. And, you know, like, if you told me 20 years ago that I'd be getting up at 6:30 to be in school for 10 to 9, I wouldn't have believed you. So maybe the standard of living has increased, but as Jeremy eloquently put it yesterday, and many of the contributors, the quality of life for people has gone down considerably as a result of that. And a lovely little saying, one of the reasons I was in St. Charles College and I applied for redeployment when our twins were born, because it was taking me an hour 15 minutes. And I said to a chap, I'm burning a lot of diesel and I'm burning time. And your man said to me, an old guy in a local pub called Canavan, said, Ray, you are burning yourself. And it just actually hits the nail on the head from that point of view.
Another listener says, 1 hour and 20 minutes to do 5 kilometres in Galway City last evening. An absolute joke. No public transport is going to fix that. We need our bypass yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. But I want to bring in Karen Ronan, who is the chief executive of Galway Chamber. Before the general situation for Galway, Karen, tell us please a little bit about your own commuting experience.
Well, Matt, I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm coming to Galway every day from West Limerick, but that was by choice. The job was advertised as CEO of Galway Chamber. And when I saw it, I thought, God, that's where I want to be. So I've put myself in this position. However, very much the same as everyone else, by the time I get to the Galway clinic in the morning and mindful I've decided to make that extra bit of journey, I could be an hour getting from the Galway clinic into Merchants Road, which is down by the docks for anyone not familiar with Galway, which is where the vast majority of people coming into the city are trying to get into in the mornings. And many an evening I'll hop into the car at Merchants Road and it could take anything up to an hour and a half to get to the Galway clinic before I even start my journey home. So from a business perspective, you can really see how vital the Galway Ring Road is. And it's really vital now as part of the National Development Plan that it's included. And we really get to see really quickly the list of transport projects to be released. And I know tomorrow evening we actually have Minister Jack Chambers in Galway. He is our keynote speaker at the Galway Chamber Business Awards. So he's going to get to see firsthand tomorrow evening what commuters and families and our community and our businesses in Galway are facing every day. It's a vital piece of infrastructure. We are so far behind the curve in the West with regards for infrastructure development. You know, the time is now. It's critical, Matt.
Okay, but there's all sorts of implications. It's for workers who want to get to their place of work. It's for students getting to NUIG, or University College Galway, I can never remember, the name has changed so many times. But we're getting all sorts of messages from people who are commuting to Galway because they can't afford accommodation in Galway, and they're coming from all sorts of places contributing to the gridlock. People from North Mayo who used to be able to drive down to Galway in less than an hour, and the time is double and trebled for them now. We've had for the last 20 years on this programme people regularly telling us about the existing ring road been snarled in traffic for such a long, long time. It now seems that the snarling up the traffic is getting worse and worse. How long has it been, Karen, since Galway was promised a new outer ring road, and what actually happened with that?
We're running into decades at the moment. Now, it's currently in judicial review and there is hope that it will come out of that in the short term. However, we need government to come to the table and commit to the funding. At this stage, we're talking even beyond the ring road. Whilst the ring road is vital, there's a multimodal approach to transport infrastructure actually required for Galway. We do need to enhance our bus connects, and we had some good news on that recently. Rail is really vital. I mean, we need to take people off the roads as well, because the ring road is only going to solve some element of the problem that's been building up over the last few decades. We've been lobbying for the reopening of the Western Rail Corridor. And of course, your previous contributor spoke about Galway Light Rail, or GLUIS, as we like to call it, because we need to be looking at the Galway of 2050, and we need to consider our carbon net zero targets as well. And the ring road and all of the public transport infrastructure has a part to play in that. We are currently, a lot of people don't realise, in the west and northwest of Ireland, we're in the bottom 28 regions in Europe in terms of investment in infrastructure. I mean, that's a travesty. The imbalance in the country in terms of what the west has gotten has really been awful, and we really need equitable infrastructure development in the west and northwest now.
Lots of messages from listeners. I left Galway in 07 for Australia. The ring road was in planning then. Returned in 2015, still not done. Now 2025, still not done. Another one says, my daughter is 27 and the ring road has been going on since she was born. Galway is a nightmare. But then another listener makes a really interesting point. What about the families who've had their homes under CPO for a decade? Ray Silk, I'll go back to you. I mean, how frustrating is it? Or what's your position in relation to the ring road? Because I think the common perception is that the Green Party in government was able to put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, that's the consensus. And Matt, I was down in Westport there a few weeks ago. We played Westport in a challenge with the ladies. And, you know, I wouldn't fully agree that the West hasn't got looked after. I think Michael Wing and Enda Kenny have done a pretty spectacular job in looking after down on Mayo and Castlebar, etc. It's very impressive down there. But I do think the ring road is needed. But even, Matt, I cycled to the Jez. It's 10 miles, like I said. I cycled there for a few years and then I nearly got taken out one evening and I said it wasn't worth it. Even better cycle lanes, even overlaps. But I think the ring road is needed, and the implications for foreign direct investment are very significant as well, Matt. And also for people, I know a lot of people now who don't shop in Galway City anymore. They go to Claremorris, they'll go up to Athlone, my own mum included. She's afraid to come into Galway in case she gets gridlocked. So I do think infrastructure needs to be looked at. But also, look, put on the sustainability hat, we also can't just keep building roads for cars when we're trying to get rid of fossil fuels as well. Sometimes it just doesn't add up. up, build more roads, get more cars, get more congestion. And at the same time, we have a massive environmental issue, not alone worldwide, but the emissions from Ireland are way over target as well.
Listener says, this is Mary. We commute from Barna into Galway city centre and could run in faster than drive in the morning. The only bus, the 424, coming from Carrow to town is often full by the time it arrives to Barna. So many are left stranded in the morning trying to make the 10 kilometres into town for work or school. It's shocking. And I suppose that is a point as well, isn't it, Ray, that even those who want to commit to using public transport, if they suddenly find that the public transport doesn't turn up, or that if it's full when it turns up, you know, they're then not going to take the chance in any other mornings and they're going to go by car, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I have a 22-year-old in college, and she leaves at 7:15 because if you're not in by 8:15, there's no parking, and if there's no parking, there's no parking for the day. Public transport, it's I'm here on the N59, and I hear that regularly from students that if you wait for the bus comes, it's full, you're out of luck. And even today, I was talking to some of the maintenance staff that work in our school, and one of the ladies said she was an hour and 40 minutes today waiting for a bus that did not arrive. So, like, these ghost buses are a huge disaster. But look, it's just people don't want to be an hour and a half in the car in the morning. And your producer there, Jim Doyle, made the point, 2 hours to come into work and 2 hours to go home again. You know, what is the solution? It's a pity you didn't get John Connolly on there. Now we've Hildegard Nocton, who's got a senior minister as Minister for Education. But I think the politicians, the real politicians in Galway, including Eamon O'Queeve and Noel Grealish and people like that, that have been in power for quite a while, have something to answer as well. Because our infrastructure, as long as I'm 55, Matt, but in the last 25 years, I have seen very little, if any, improvements in the infrastructure. Meanwhile, the population is increasing significantly. So you ask, you know, I know on our senior football team last year, Matt, and the ladies, two have left and two more are going. They're going to Australia, they're going to Vancouver, etc. It's becoming a country for old people rather than young, vibrant people who want to get into work and live a good lifestyle. They're getting a better lifestyle elsewhere. So this traffic issue is much, much more than people grumbling about traffic. It's an actual quality of life problem for people.
Yes. Another listener says, a new ring road will never happen. It's been opposed by many people, one of whom is now our president. It will be a miracle. And also Karen Ronan, as chief executive of Galway Chamber, a suggestion as well that even when you have extra rail services coming in from the likes of Oranmore, the problem is that there isn't enough car parking there for people to leave their car before they get the train.
Absolutely. It's a much bigger infrastructure that's required around transportation. So the ring road is not at the expense of public transport. I think that's really important to point out, Matt. It's not standalone. It's part of a wider strategy, but it is going to be a critical enabler, and it needs to be part of an integrated sustainable mobility strategy. And that includes more rail linkages with parking, more bus connects, and more opportunity for us to take traffic off the road, because actually a third of the traffic on the roads around Galway is actually freight, regional traffic or strategic traffic. Imagine if our port was connected into the rail network. Imagine if we were able to take that freight and regional traffic off onto a ring road. Imagine how much congestion we could reduce in our city centre. Remember, Galway's the picture postcard tourism destination on the west of Ireland as well. And that's going to start impacting our tourism numbers as well as our footfall into the city. So we really need to have a proper look at infrastructure in the west of Ireland. And we talked earlier just about infrastructure being so far behind. There's a knock-on effect on housing. You mentioned students who are having to commute. That's because there's no availability of student accommodation and housing. That's all a much bigger picture with regards to infrastructure. And the National Development Plan is really going to have to be looked at with some key projects being outlined really, really soon, because we're at breaking point in Galway in terms of the lack of infrastructure and the knock-on effect it's having for visitors, for students, for businesses and for people in our community and people trying to work and start and scale business and, of course, foreign direct investment.
Thank you very much, Karen Ronan, Chief Executive of Galway Chamber, and former Galway All-Ireland winning captain Ray Silk, regular contributor to The Last Word on Gaelic football issues. Some of your comments. I love Galway City, but I avoid it as much as possible because of the traffic. I now go to Claremorris or Castlebar to do my shopping. I know I'm not alone in this. Going to Galway has become an ordeal. Alan says, thank you for raising the issue of traffic in Galway. Hugely appreciated. The situation is getting worse each month. And that's what we're hearing from all around the country at the moment. It takes over an hour and a half to get out of Galway from the university alone. From 3:30 onwards, it's gridlock. There is no public transport outside of Galway or most rural towns. The planners would want to be fired, says Anne. And also, spare a thought for people such as cancer patients travelling to the University Galway Hospital from Sligo in South Donegal. The N17 is one of the worst roads in the country, and then when they get as far as Galway, they are stuck in traffic. Another listener says, Galway at breaking point, it broke a long time ago.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.